Magazine.
...218 Czech volunteers stripped for the world-renowned photographer Jan Saudek in what was the biggest nude photo session ever undertaken in the Czech Republic. The photo shoot took place at Křelov Fortress last weekend, and the photographer himself shed his clothes before directing the crowd. "It would not be fair if I kept my clothes on. They would be so much more vulnerable," he explained. He got a roar of appreciation from the crowd. "We're here because of Mr. Saudek. He's a great artist," many of them said. The 72-year-old photographer arrived at the photo session with his latest in a string of girlfriends who bore him a son in February of this year, his eighth child. "Time for a girl next," Saudek said, who likes to flaunt his enfant terrible image in the Czech art world. The summer heat wave is not making life easy for anyone. A horse in Prostějov recently jumped into the family pool to cool down. The local fire brigade was called in to help, but the horse simply refused to come out. In the end, they had to draw the water out the pool, put in a wide plank, and try to cajole the animal out with fodder. After about 2 hours, the horse finally trotted out, unhurt and clearly much refreshed. Well, who can blame him? Some people like a nice, clean facade. Others want their house to stand out from the crowd. The inhabitants of one house in Pilsen collected money to pay for a matchbox facade, a mock ad featuring a box of matches depicting Marx, Engels and Lenin with the slogan, "The Three Liars, They Will Never Strike Again." Dozens of aspiring young actors turned up at the JBJ Film Studios last week to audition for the part of Jiří Gajnek, the country's notorious criminal, in a film about his life. Gajnek became famous after escaping from the country's maximum security prison in Mírov, and quite a few women were so taken by him they made Christmas cookies to send to Mírov prison when he was back behind bars. Gajnek is serving a life sentence for serial murder, but claims that he is innocent and was framed by the police. "Now, try to believe for just one moment that I did not kill all those people," several dozen Czech young men muttered as they practiced the script. It didn't help that Czech TV crews were out in force to report on the film project. "I was too nervous, not really tough enough, you know, but there are other parts. Maybe I could be a policeman or a prison warden," one of them said later, scaling down his earlier ambitions of getting the star part. As for Jiří Gajnek, he is allegedly dying to play himself, and who could do it better? But his wardens have made it clear he should forget about a career in film. In the middle of the cucumber season, opposition leader Jiří Paroubek has launched a linguistic debate about the connotation of the Czech word milenka, which means mistress. The opposition leader is said to have been affronted by the manner in which the media reported on his holiday with his girlfriend, for whom he left his wife a few weeks ago. "Paroubek enjoys time off with his mistress," the headlines read, as the public was served up photographs of the opposition in swimming trunks next to an attractive young blonde. Mr. Paroubek had nothing against the snaps, but he said that the word mistress was an insult to both himself and the lady in question. The opposition leader actually got a lawyer to write a warning letter to the country's most popular tabloid daily Blesk, saying that legal action would ensue if the paper did not pick a kinder term for the opposition leader's sweetheart. The paper immediately publicized the dispute, and linguists and lawyers were consulted. The word milenka, which is derived from mili, or dear to one, really have a negative connotation. Linguists say it does not, and lawyers laugh at the idea of such a case actually coming to court. The opposition leader does not have a leg to stand on, one of them said. It will be interesting to know what the country's Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek, thinks about the matter, for he too has been all over the front pages with his mistress, the Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Lucia Talmanová. However, unlike his chief political rival, the Prime Minister is far too busy for nonsensical debates. His milenka recently gave birth to his fourth child, and the Prime Minister is kept busy changing nappies. A lover's tiff has landed a young man into big trouble. In a jealous rage, he accused his girlfriend of having a lover, grabbed her mobile and ran out of their flat. He then meticulously went through her SMS messages and sent them on to his own mobile so that he could analyze them in peace and possibly call potential rivals. However, his girlfriend took the matter to the police and filed charges against him. As a result, the unhappy lover received a suspended 4-month sentence for violation of the privacy law. The news has left quite a few lawyers and judges shaking their heads and hoping that they themselves will not have to deal with lovers' tiffs in the future. The unexpected verdict is also bound to make many other people stop and think. Psychologists and divorce lawyers say that infidelities are most often revealed in exactly that manner, an SMS message read by an inquisitive partner all gone astray. And finally, the official Czech translation of the 7th and final book in the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, won't be out until Christmas, but eager fans have already posted their own translations online. The first appeared just 16 days after the book started selling in bookstores around the world. The fastest team, including a blind fan who dictated parts of the book as they were read out to him, worked night and day to complete the translation. The publishing house Albatross, which owns the rights to the book, is not worried, expecting it to sell well anyway.